Phone Boy Speaks, episode 622, Saved You a Butthurt.
There's a guy named Jake Beckman who created a couple of Twitter accounts that basically provide responses to these link baity headlines that you see on a number of different sites. And you know, a link bait headline is something that that you just read it and you can't resist clicking on it. And so the responses to these headlines are basically the money shot or the thing that that the article basically says. And so it saves you a click by this. And actually, The Verge had covered this guy at some point, and then, then the guy did it to an article on Vox Media, and Nilay Patel writes an article on The Verge. He basically comes off sounding like a whiny, butthurt little twerp that just doesn't understand how the internet works, or another way of thinking about it is if your business model is threatened by some dude on posting something on Twitter from his iPhone, maybe you should consider a different business model. And, you know, quite honestly, I have zero sympathy for the likes of Vox Media or The Verge. They're playing this, this link bait game, and somebody's, figured out a way to game it, right? Or to just basically diffuse it. And so, good on Jake Beckman, right? I mean, this is I'm going to read his stuff more. I mean, I didn't even know about it till I saw this butthurt article by Nilay Patel on The Verge. And I've heard him on the different tech douchebag shows, and I quite frankly have zero respect for him. I mean, and this article just doesn't do anything to improve that. So, look, if your entire business model is threatened by some dude on an iPhone, then yeah, maybe you should consider a different business model. And so, there's no hatred there, but I just don't have a whole lot of respect for that. And I speak from experience. I did kind of that thing in the early days, or earlier days, I should say. And it was a very grueling experience. And quite honestly, I didn't like it after a while. The money just certainly gets getting worse and worse because there's more and more places like The Verge that are pumping out content and not actually, the content has, very little value if you get right down to it. There are some good pieces on The Verge, don't get me wrong, but the vast majority of the stuff that comes across the sites like, The Verge or Upworthy or Ars Technica or Recode or whatever, it's rehashes of the same crap. And quite honestly, there's almost no benefit to reading all these different things. They all pretty much say the same thing. And they all engage in for the most part in these link baity headlines that want you to click. And so, yeah. So I appreciate some guy like Jake Beckman saving me a click. And if Vox Media or Nilay Patel or any of these guys feel threatened by that, well, I have zero sympathy.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.